It's time for the Alcorn Archives on WEOL, presented by EcoTree Services. EcoTree is owned by second-generation family arborists, so make them your complete tree care company. Learn more online at EcoTreeServices.com. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Tim Alcorn. All right, Tim, what game are we looking back at tonight?
Well, Bruce, the 2021 high school basketball season has officially ended. Congratulations to all of the state champions and all of the all-stars and that sort of thing. So we're going to do one more high school basketball game, and we're not digging too deep into the archive, but it's going to be so much fun to look back to this one. 2018, only 3 years ago, Lorraine High would make it to the Final Four. The Titans got on a magical run in March of 2018 and would advance all the way to Columbus. The Titans, under head coach John Rossitano, won the district championship over at Elyria Catholic, then went down to Akron and stunned Lakewood St. Edwards High School in the Sweet 16 in the regional semifinal. So that set up today's Alcorn Archive game, the regional championship game in Toledo. So earlier in the week, Lorraine goes to Akron, and on this Saturday afternoon, they have to go to Toledo to take on Toledo St. John's, another Titan basketball team. St. John's going into the ball game at 23-3, Lorraine at 21-5. And I'll say it, what the heck? I still think it's wrong that the OHSAA puts Toledo St. John's, in essence, on their home floor and makes Lorraine travel to Toledo to take on this Titan team with a trip to the Final Four on the line, in essence, in a road game. It's not a neutral floor. It's St. John's home floor. But Lorraine would shock the high school basketball world and knock off St. John's 47-44 to go to the Final Four in Columbus the following week. It was a magical run. This was an unbelievable game at Toledo St. John, against Toledo St. John. So we thought we would look back on this one today as Lorraine High would go to the Final Four after this victory. Great game. Packed house, so let's get to the highlights. And St. John's jumped out to the first quarter lead at the end of 1-16-13, but Lorraine was hanging in there, and they would get a terrific game on this Saturday afternoon from 6'4 sophomore Jordan Jackson. Jackson had a tough night against St. Ed's. He was 0-7 from the field against St. Ed's, but he got off to a good start in Toledo. Grant went to the circle, now backs up, thought about the three, left side Jackson, his three up, his three in! Great start for the sophomore, Jordan Jackson buries a three, Titans up 3-2. And of course, this Titan basketball team was led by Devon Grant. Now, he was only a junior in this regional final ball game, but he had been on fire during the tournament, putting up big game after big game. We'll talk more about his contest against St. John as we roll along here on the archive. But Devon Grant with an early bucket for the Titans. Lorraine basketball. Tavon Pierre-Lewis, left side to Weatherington, dropped it in the corner to Devon Grant. He'll drive the baseline in the lane, put it up, popped it in. And Devon Grant with his first two.
Great job of adjusting his body in the air right there to finish.
5-2, Lorraine with five straight points. It's good to hear the voice of Troy DeFranco there, Troy and I doing the ball game. So it was Devon Grant with the bucket to make it a 5-2 Lorraine High lead. And then a little bit later on in that first quarter of play, Devon Grant would dial up from downtown Toledo. Left wing, Grant, three ball. Good! Devon Grant. Oh, he loves tournament time. Devon Grant hits the three. And it's now a 10-3 Titan lead. Great start for Lorraine High. It sure was to be on the road and open up that 7-point lead in that first quarter. It certainly gave the Titans a lot of confidence. Now, the defensive stalwart for Lorraine High was Cameron Davis. He didn't score a lot of points, but my, oh my, could he play defense. Well, a little bit later on in that first quarter of play, it looked like Lorraine was going to be in trouble as Cam Davis would pick up his third foul. King left wing, three ball right there. Houston King hits the three ball for St. John's, makes it a 13-10 ball game. Lorraine still with the lead, 2:45 to go first quarter, and now out front we got an offensive foul called. Oh, they got Cam Davis, and that's his third. Oh, my, that's a big blow for Lorraine. Cam Davis was setting a screen, and they got him for an illegal screen, and Davis heads to the bench with three fouls. 2:44 to go in the quarter. Jaden Sledge checks in for Lorraine. The Lorraine bench is thin. They basically play six guys, and now with Davis anchored to that bench for a while with three fouls, it's the five on the floor. They're going to have to get it done. Yeah, Cam Davis picking up that third foul and at the offensive end of the floor. So, as you heard during the highlight, Lorraine was up 13-10, but Toledo St. John's would score the final 6 points of that first quarter, and St. John's with a 16-13 lead at the end of one. So we go to the second quarter of play, and we mentioned earlier, sophomore Jordan Jackson for Lorraine High. He came up big in this regional final, and it was Jordan Jackson who had a big bucket in that second period for the Titans. Makes it a 18-13 ball game. Williams now with six. At the other end, Lorraine with a basketball. They're down by five. Jackson, right of the lane, into the lane. He put it up. Good on the foul! Jordan Jackson with a chance for a three-point play. Now, he wouldn't hit the free throw, but that kind of stemmed the momentum for Toledo St. John's. Jackson not able to complete the three-point play, but at least he got Lorraine back on the right track. And then a little bit later on in that second quarter, listen, you're playing for a trip to the Final Four. You're on the other team's home court, per se. You've got to go to the dance with the girl that brought you, as the old saying goes. So John Rossitano decided, I've got to get Cam Davis back in the ball game. So even with the three fouls, Davis returns. And then again, the sophomore, Jordan Jackson, with a big shot for Lorraine High. Here comes Cam Davis back in with three fouls for Lorraine.
Play very smart with three.
24-19, Lorraine down by five. Lorraine with the basketball. Davis on the floor with three fouls. Left side, Jackson, three ball. Good! Oh, what a game for the sophomore! He's in double figures with 10. 24-22, Lorraine back to within a bucket. Yeah, so Lorraine High had kind of crawled their way back into this thing. And at the half, St. John's lead was down to three at 27-24. So yet a slow start from Devon Grant, as he only had eight first half points. You had Cam Davis with three fouls, but the sophomore Jordan Jackson was leading Lorraine High through the first two quarters. He had 12 points at the half. And Lorraine's within three at the intermission. So John Rossitano's got to be feeling pretty good about where they were going into the second half of play. And then in that second half, Devon Grant decides to take over the ball game. As all great players do, he stepped up at the right time, and he got the Titans going in the third quarter with a three ball. Grant, foul line shot. Good! And the Titans lead! Devon Grant puts Lorraine on top, 28-27. Yeah, actually, that wasn't a three ball, but it was a bucket by Devon Grant to give Lorraine High the lead. So they had scrapped their way all the way back. Although later on in that third quarter of play, once again, it was Devon Grant who would get a huge shot for Lorraine High. Rebound, Devon Grant. Here comes Lorraine with a one-point lead. Grant on the right wing with a stutter step against King. Step back, jumper, good! Devon Grant! Oh, he's special!
You're seeing a little swagger in Lorraine's step again.
30-27, Lorraine by three. Yeah, Devon Grant, he was going to have a monster third quarter of play, as he would put up 11 points in that third period. But a little bit later on in that third quarter of play, it was the defensive end of the floor for the Titans that got it done. We've yet to mention this name, Tavon Pierre-Lewis, 6'6 junior. Boy, he was a presence in the paint defensively for Lorraine High, and he comes up with a big block in that third quarter. On the right side, King drives the baseline, pulls up, shot blocked by Tavon Pierre-Lewis. Out of there with it, Grant. Grant to the foul line, into the lane, runner, no good. Rebound, Tavon Pierre-Lewis, and Lewis gets called for the charge. He lowers
toward that shoulder. And that's going to be four fouls on Tavon Pierre-Lewis. That's going to get Sledge in the ballgame.
Vincent Williams taking that charge.
So Tavon sits down with four fouls. 4:39 to go here in the third. All right, we'll mark this. 4th foul on Tavon Pierre-Lewis in a 30-30 ball game.
Yeah, that was a big sequence as Tavon Pierre-Lewis had to sit down with that 4th foul. But a little bit later on in that third quarter of play, a big sequence, a Jordan Jackson bucket for Lorain High. Toledo St. John's comes to the other end. They get a score, but then Devon Grant would answer that.
Jackson in between the circles. Jackson to the left wing. Pulls up, shoots. Tough shot, and he hit it. Oh, what a shot by Jackson. A coming out party for the sophomore. 34-33. Lorain in front by one. That was a tough jumper from the left wing. Williams in the lane. Turnaround shot good. Well, he took advantage of his height in that low block.
Got Wellington down in the paint. Got his feet under him, able to finish.
35-34. St. John's by one. Out front, three. Good! Oh, my! Devon hit it from Bowley Green.
That was like deja vu with Antonio Blanton about from half court.
And Devon's heating up. He's got 11 in the third quarter, 19 overall. 37-35 on a long-distance bomb from Devon Grant.
Yeah, he was way out there. I can still see that shot. Man, he was a long way away. Toledo St. John would get the final 2 points of the third quarter, so we were deadlocked. 37-37, Lorain and St. John's as we go to the fourth quarter of play. And, man, the intensity and the excitement would just ramp up at that point for Lorain High in the fourth quarter. Well, who else would get a big bucket? The sensational Devon Grant.
Here comes Lorain, down by one with 2:10 to go. Grant on the right side against King. Grant between his legs on the dribble. Grant into the lane. He scooped. He scored. Devon Grant puts Lorain on top.
Yep, that Grant bucket would make it 43-42. St. John's would answer, and they would take the lead. And then comes the play of the game. In a 32-minute basketball game, there's a lot of big moments, especially with a trip to the Final Four on the line, two evenly matched teams. But this was the play. We mentioned earlier Cam Davis, the young man who had early foul trouble for Lorain High. He was their defensive stalwart. He made big play after big play on the defensive end. He never made a bigger play than this. Toledo St. John with a 1-point lead and the basketball, and Cam Davis comes up huge for Lorain High.
Both sides up on their feet here at Savage Hall. What a titanic clash this has been. St. John's at 23-3, Lorain at 21-5.
Both teams defensively have been fantastic tonight.
So Lorain has one foul to give, down by one. Christie will inbound here on the near sideline. Ryan Christie, the 6'1 senior, looking. Pass stolen away by Davis. Davis stole the ball for Lorain. The Titans have it. And a timeout taken by Lorain. Cameron Davis stole the ball. Lorain has it. Timeout, 44-43. Lorain down one on our Cleveland Clinic tournament cage matchup.
Huge, huge play by Cam Davis. So Cam Davis with the steal, Lorain with the basketball. They get it into the hands of Devon Grant. Grant gets fouled, and so down one in the waning seconds of the ball game. Devon Grant heads to the free throw line.
Lorain with the basketball. Down by one with 50 seconds to go. They get it in to Devon Grant. And Grant will bring it up against Vincent Williams. Grant in between the circles. Grant near the half-court line. Spins out of a double team, and they call a foul. And Devon Grant goes back to the line with 40 seconds to go. They came hard on a double team, and Devon spun out. He got bodied up. Houston King has just fouled out for St. John's. Here's Grant shooting 1-1. 40 seconds on the clock. Lorraine down by one. Grant, first one up. We're tied! Devon Grant, right down below, ascends it up. And in! Lorraine leads it by one. Lorraine up by one, 45-44. 35 seconds away from Columbus.
But Lorraine would need a defensive stop. Still, they're leading by one, Toledo St. John's with the basketball. And then kind of a quirky sequence here as St. John's has the ball, loses the ball, and then loses it again.
Here we go. Moyer to throw it in for St. John's. Got it in to Williams at the half-court line. Williams matched up against Tavon Pierre-Lewis. Williams on the right wing. Williams had it knocked out of his hands. It's loose on the floor. Weatherington had it. Then he lost it. It went out of bounds. And it belongs to St. John's. A mad scramble down on the baseline. And it went off Lorraine High with 16 seconds to go. Moyer will inbound. Moyer looking. Got it out front to Williams. 15 on the clock. Lorraine by one. Williams left side. Now they get it to Moyer on the baseline. Back to Williams. Williams drives the lane. Shot no. Rebound. Loose. Lorraine has it. Lorraine has it and fouled in the backcourt with 4.2 to go. Devon Grant. Lorraine up by one. And Grant heading to the line. Lorraine is 4.2 seconds away from the Schottenstein Center.
Unbelievable. It was just a crazy sequence, but Lorraine with the defensive stop. And again, if you know the history and the career of John Rossitano, his teams are built at the defensive end of the floor first. They got the stop there. Grant gets fouled, and he heads to the free throw line. He hits the two free throws to give Lorraine High the three-point lead, 47-44. And so Toledo St. John's, down by three, will need to get off a desperation three to tie the game and send it into overtime. But again, Lorraine High defensively wasn't going to let that happen.
4.2 to go. Christie runs it, throws it into Williams. Williams got it, and he threw it behind Christie. And the buzzer sounds. That's the ball game. That's the ball game. Lorraine is final four bound. The ball got away in the backcourt. Unbelievable! The Titans are heading to Columbus! Can you believe it? They have come to Savage Hall! And they have knocked off Toledo St. John's 47-44! What an unbelievable story! And the Titans will play at least one more!
An incredible ending, and you could just hear the crowd in the background as basically the entire city of Lorraine had showed up at Savage Hall at the University of Toledo. Lorraine, the winner, 47-44. They would score 10 points in that final quarter, all from Devon Grant. He had two field goals and six free throws. All 10 points from Grant in that fourth quarter. They held Toledo St. John's to 7 points in the fourth and 17 total in the second half of play. A tremendous defensive effort from Toledo St. John's. From Lorraine High against Toledo St. John's. You heard Troy DeFranco mention that earlier. St. John's had come into the ball game averaging 61 per game, and Lorraine held them to 44, in essence, on their home floor. An incredible win for Lorraine High as they would advance to the Final Four. And after the ball game, John Rossitano, once he was done celebrating down on that floor with the team and, of course, family members, he raced up to join Troy and I on the WEOL postgame show.
Again, just an unbelievable performance by your basketball team today. but just talk about what this means to Lorraine, to the community, to the school. Wow, unbelievable.
You know, I just saw Mitch Gillum Sr. down there, and I told him it's been 30 years coming, and you can't describe the feeling of winning a game to go to state. I don't want this feeling to ever end, and I'm sure the 12 guys in blue out there feel the same way, if not better. It's to come in here and beat this team on their basically home court with that, it's just unbelievable. And, I'm speechless. For once.
John Rossitano, man, I love that guy. And, of course, he referenced Mitch Gillum Sr. there. John played for Mitch Gillum Sr. when Admiral King went to the Final Four in 1981. And then, as John referenced, it was 30 years in the waiting because the last Lorraine school to go to the Final Four was Admiral King in 1988. So a special moment at Toledo St. John's. And, Bruce, it's one that I'll remember forever. I know I say that for all these Alcorn Archives, but when a team can get to the Final Four and the way that Lorraine High did it, I know a couple of archives this year we've talked about the unbeaten Lorraine High team and that special season that John had with that group, Nas Bohannon, Rashad Berry, and they got beat in the Sweet 16 by St. Ed's. I don't know if people thought this was a Lorraine team that would get to the Final Four. As I mentioned, the win over St. Ed's in the Sweet 16 was just stunning down in Akron. And to go to St. John's, and as John said, and as I had mentioned earlier, to beat St. John's on their home floor, hold them to 17 second-half points and 44 overall and win it was simply amazing. So Lorraine would go to the Final Four the following Friday. They took on a Cincinnati Molar team that was just great, and Lorraine went toe-to-toe with that ball club. Devon Grant would suffer a hand injury in that game, and certainly he wasn't playing at his peak performance in the Final Four, and Lorraine High would fall to Cincinnati Molar. But boy, what a run it was for Lorraine High, and what a great win on that Saturday afternoon in Toledo against St. John's. Grant would finish up with 29 points in the ball game, 21 in the second half of play. The sophomore, Jordan Jackson, the big first half when he had 12, added a field goal in the third quarter. He would finish up with 14. So Grant and Jackson combined for 43 of the 47. And again, Bruce, I'll say it again, the biggest play in that game, the steal by Cam Davis, the 5'8 junior. He didn't score, but he had the play of the game, the steal, and then the ball ends up with Devon Grant, and he gets fouled, and Lorraine High wins it. What an amazing story, and boy, a lot of fun to look back on.
Yeah, it was March of 2018, Lorraine and Toledo St. John in a regional final. Very exciting for our Alcorn Archive tonight. It's been presented by EcoTree Services. EcoTree is owned by second-generation family arborists, so make them your complete tree care company. Learn more online at EcoTreeServices.com. For Tim Alcorn, I'm Bruce Van Dyke on WEOL.